Welcome to the webinar, and it's five key strategies to build your personal authority, and which means when you do so, you can definitely engage more clients and make more sales. You are going to definitely take notes. I've got a lot of content. It's one of those webinars where there's a lot of content. At the end, I will provide you with information on if you like what you see, how you can work with me, an incredible offer, and that I will bring that at the end. If you stay to the end, I will get you to pop your name in the chat box. And when you do, what I'll do is I'll send you a free copy of one of my books. That is my little bonus to you to stay on. But once you go through the content, you'll go, oh, this is really good. And if it's something that you are looking for to build your brand authority, welcome, Sula. To build your brand authority, to be able to, first of all, get noticed and then get known. Because one thing, getting noticed, is another thing, really getting known for what you do. But then once you do that, you get the results that you are after. If you, again, take notes or take a picture of the screen, whatever you prefer to do. I will be asking you throughout just to put comments in the chat box. I know, Desiree, you haven't used it before, but you'll see something that'll say chat and you'll be able to type in a comment or a question. I'll be asking for yay or nays. And any questions that you've got, it's probably best to wait till the end and I'll be able to address those questions. I know there'll be things pop up. And if you think about it, I remember to ask Janine that question and then you'll forget by the end. So write down the questions as you're taking notes throughout and we'll work it out as we go along. And okay, so hi everyone. Great, thanks Christine. Beautiful, we've got that in there. Do you want to try that too, Desiree and others as well? So Sula said hi. So, Laura, I've had you on here before, have I not? I think you've come on to one of the webinars before. Excellent. Beautiful. Oh, we're all here. Beautiful. No, first time. Excellent. All right, let's get started. Some of these things are really going to resonate with you. And especially if you're starting out in business or you've been in business for a little while and some things just aren't going to plan. And one of the things people do, first of all, is they invest a lot of money into a website and then can't figure out, you know, the whole thing about what is SEO, how to get the traction, how to get people to that website. And it really doesn't do anything for them. So if you've got that problem, then you're definitely in the right place. If you are ever doubting who you are and what you've got to offer is of worth, especially if you're sort of struggling with sales or struggling getting clarity in your message, sometimes we can just sort of feel like we just want to give up and get a job rather than, you know, being able to step out in our business. So that's something we're going to talk about, how to overcome that today. Also going to... I'm going to talk about this one a fair bit because it's one of the things that I love working with people the most on is how you can clearly define what you do and how you do it. And if you are not a goal setter and you don't write down your goals, it's something that if you've ever worked with me at any time, that's something that you will definitely learn how to do and to do well so that they can manifest the results that you want. And I'm a very big believer in having balance in your life. So it's not just constantly being, out there and just constantly go, go, go with work. How you can find that balance for you and what that means for you. We're going to talk about a whole lot of those points because everything is so important when you've got your own business, and especially if you feel like you're the person that has to do everything. And you've got all these things coming at you. You're going to be an expert in the technical part, the trade part of what you do, but then everything else comes at you and you're not sure what is the priority and what you should be investing in. And hopefully I can get help with some clarity in that tonight. What it exactly is brand authority? And it refers to the trust that you have earned that other people see it as. It's not necessarily what you think you have, but it's how other people see you and how you build that brand so that you actually become that go-to person in your industry. The Why is it so important to have brand authority? And as it says, it's the essence of everything that any brand, doesn't matter whether how long it's been around, every single person or every single business that's been successful has built that brand authority so they become that expert. And they are someone that people get to know and then they like and then they trust. And we all need to work on our personal brand. It doesn't matter what you do, who you are, whether it's for a business or where you are in a particular role. I work with professionals all the time on how they can build their personal brand and stand out. It's so important that you do that well. Brand authority is it's a very useful way of being the standout. And I often talk about stepping up to stand out, which I'll explain a little bit more as we go through. But we really want to drown out all of the other noise online. We want to be seen ourselves. And that way, it doesn't matter whether you've got any competition. I've never worried if there's competition. I don't care. I've had people that have, copied exactly what I've done. And you sort of take it as a little bit of an honor, I suppose, that they think you're good enough that they will do that. But it doesn't matter because they're not me. And that's the important part that I really want to talk about is that how you can stand out and be you and what you do. A little bit about me. If you don't know me, this is part of my what I've done over the last 45 years working, window aerobic instructor. When I was an aerobic instructor, I had classes, 50 people in, and I'd go into a gym and sell a couple of $1,000 worth of gym wear a night. And it was just that you got used, people got to know me as the person that they liked doing the classes or they'd buy the gear off me. When I was working as a sales rep, I took the company, the zone I was given was basically, there was no one working in it because someone had been going to the races all the time instead of working. And I took that to over $400,000 worth of sales. And this is in band-aids and bandages within 2 years. And with general manager sales, took the company from three to over $10 million in 5 years. Just applying the things that I'm going to be talking about tonight and the things that I helped my sales reps achieve as well. I started my own business at the same time. I am a podcast host of the We Are Women podcast and about 25,000 downloads of that. I've been speaking on international stages and sharing this information everywhere. So that's just a really, really short snippet of who I am. And I'm so fortunately being able to be in this position. Now, what I do is I love to share what I know and help other people achieve the results that I've had in my career. My goals and things have always been, my particular one has been travel, and it's great. And this is what I help people figure out what's true to their values, and that way you can love what you do and then achieve the results by doing what you absolutely love. Some of the customers that I've worked with over time in different roles that I have had, I was asked to contribute a couple of articles for Koshy's Business Builders and around the sales. And I have written a couple of books. One is Good Girls Do Sell, and we were talking that one to Desiree a little bit earlier. And the other one is Being Unstoppable. And what I'll do is, when we get to the end, take note of which one of these books you would like soft copies sent of, and I will send that through to everyone who stays on till the end. Think about which one you would like a copy of to read. I can talk about me, but I've had on my business page on Google, I think it's about 30 reviews, but they're all 5-star reviews. And I've worked with some amazing people over time, over the 15 years that I've been in business doing what I love to do. And I've been very, very blessed in being able to help people achieve the results that they've wanted to achieve. And that's through helping them be seen it's helping them actually have the confidence and that belief in themselves that they can step up and stand out. So what I talk about when I talk about brand authority in particular is how you can be seen as the brand and how you can get the message across, not necessarily talking about digital marketing or the different things, like I'll talk about brands or your logo or even your colors, which are so important. And I work with amazing people to help with that. But what I'm talking about is how you stand out and how people see you. And that's why it is so important. Is that cool? Is that what you are wanting to know information on? It? If that is, can you pop a yes in the chat box, please? I know I've been talking for a few minutes without asking you to be engaged. If you could do that, that'll help me know who's there. Yep, excellent. And I love this little thing too. It makes a difference. If anyone noticed my colors, it's orange and navy. So it's cheerful, but it's also trustworthy and strength. It just happened to be the clothes I was wearing at the time too. Okay, your personal brand authority. I'm going to ask you these questions. I'd like you to write them down. Don't think about them now, but I'd like you to go back to them after we've finished, thinking about how they work for you. So one is, what are your personal skills and strengths? And when I work with people, this is one of the first questions that we ask, is how you can build on those. So what are your personal skills and strengths? What problems are you uniquely good at solving? And this is particularly important. It is about, when I teach people sales, it is not about selling something to somebody. And it is about solving problems and helping people achieve the results they want. And that's what I've been doing in all my sales career. Even when I was teaching aerobics, it was a sell to get people into the room. But what I did was help them achieve the results that they want to achieve. And it's exactly what selling's about. It takes all the icky feeling away from it. The next question, what are the biggest needs in your market? Just think about that. This is, again, take a note of these questions, and then when we get offline, think about them, how you can answer those questions and how you can achieve the results to build your personal brand authority. And what are your drivers and motivators? So what motivates you to get up and do what you do every day? And are you working through the values that really rock your boat? All right. And what are your core values? Knowing those core values, I know when we do a test through, we sort of write out the first 20 and then we take it down eventually to your two top values. They change through life, they change through circumstances, change, but it's so important if we're living and working to those true values, then we're loving what we're doing. All right, this is the five keys, the strategies that we're going to be working through tonight. The first one will be talking about how to be bold. The second one will be talking about how to be relevant, and relevant to what's going on in the world, relevant to your market, how to be your authentic you, how to get noticed, and how to be really determined to achieve the results you want. There's, you know, the statistics of businesses going out of business is so huge. It's within the first year, it's about a 50% drop off. And within the first 3 years, 70% of businesses fail. And part of it is all of these reasons. Then they aren't bold enough to step up, not relevant to what the market wants, not able to show their authentic self. They don't know how to get noticed, but they just aren't determined enough and don't set the right goals. So here we go. Through these, this is where you're going to be taking a ton of notes. So the first one is about being bold. And I've got a whole lot of things on the list of bold. So these are different virtues of boldness that you might see within yourself or other people who are bold. They apply good judgment. They have the ability to inspire and energize. They recognize what needs to remain the same and what needs to change. Being very open to feedback from others, willing to listen to other people's ideas. Have a high standard of excellence. I am not a perfectionist by any standard. That's, I don't believe there is a such thing as a perfectionist. If you are a perfectionist, I'm going to probably just poo-poo that now as well. If you are a perfectionist, pop yes or no in there if you're not. If you, the having a high standard of excellence is a different thing, because what is perfect? What's perfect to one person may not be perfect to someone else. So it's a lot of energy taken up being a perfectionist. Can market and sell new ideas to others. That's being bold, being able to step out and talk about your what you do. What this is such an important factor, being able to have that really clear vision about what you want to achieve and how you want to achieve it. And you see, it says starting spotting new trends, which is fantastic. Not everyone can do that, but solving problems, yes, we all can do that when we know how to do that well. And being focused on your top priorities, it's so easy to get distracted. I know my husband was watching YouTube and then he was watching another video, and I don't know who's ever done that. If you've done that, please put yes in the chat box. If you've gone from one video to the next video to the next video, and all of a sudden you've lost a little bit of time on YouTube or Facebook, just going from one to the other. Staying fixed on those top priorities and learning how to set the 90-day plan is the best way to be able to do that. Yeah, guilty, Desiree. I know you're not the only one. You're the only one that's written in there, but I guarantee that the others are thinking the same thing as well. So just how do we stay focused, and we really the results that I've achieved over my working career are really about staying focused more than anything else, and knowing tips and techniques to do that. Having a success mindset is about recognizing that you have achieved something and giving yourself a pat on the back. That imposter syndrome, trust me, you're not the only one with it. It hits everybody at certain times where they just don't believe in themselves. So we want to avoid that. If you want to have a success mindset, then become a mentor for somebody, or get a mentor, and always be opening to learning. If someone gives you a compliment, there is two words you need to say, and that is thank you. We sometimes, if we get a compliment, we try to justify why that's a compliment, but rather just say thank you and own it. I don't believe in fake it till you make it. I do believe in feel it till you make it, though, is own those feelings of confidence and curiosity and just being bold. Look after yourself, you know, get that energy by moving the body, by eating healthy food. Be kind and generous, and be prepared. Having a success mindset means that you are prepared for what's coming at you. So that means that you build up resources around you. You build up resources of information, of knowledge, of training, of funds, so that you're not making decisions based on the space of lack. Visualize your success. It's a very powerful way to get that success when you know how to do it. And make decisions quickly. This is how the highest income earners in the world get paid, to make decisions quickly and take action. So if you can do that, then you are definitely going to be moving yourself towards that, being bold and being successful. So as we go through each one of those, I have a quote up for each one of them. Some will resonate with you, but it's having a courage to make a decision, by Peter Drucker, which I really think is worthwhile. Not making a decision is still making a decision. So what's one thing that you can do tomorrow to be bold? Just write down that question. I'm not going to think about it now. Oh, actually, you are. Go and pop in some ideas that out of those things that we looked at then. But one thing that you can do tomorrow to be bold. I'll move on and then we'll have a look at some of those answers. So please pop in your answers. What's one thing out of those that you can do tomorrow you haven't done before that you can do to be bold? Second one is to be relevant. The meaning of relevance. So the Oxford Dictionary defines relevance as a state of being closely connected or appropriate to the matter at hand. So how relevant or appropriate to what you are doing is what your business is doing, or what you're doing with your learning and study. What's that level of relevance? This will explain that a little bit more. And to be relevant is thus to be important, but the term implies a lot more than that. What is being relevant? I still haven't got any things in there about what people are going to do tomorrow. So let me know what you can do to be bold. There's ways to be personally relevant, and let's have a look at those. It's to be more authentic. We sometimes, when we get into businesses, we see other people doing something a certain way and we want to try and emulate it, but it just doesn't feel right, doesn't feel comfortable. It's not us. We've got to be ourselves. We've got to be authentic to ourselves. Achieve more mastery. So that's an essential skill, whatever that means. At the start of every single year, what I have always done is, what personal skills do I need to develop? I need to get better at golf. And what business skills do I need to develop that particular year? And that's what I invest my money and my time and my energy in doing, is achieving that particular skills. And I found that's been amazing, because it's achieved my success through that the time. Thank you, Christine, for sharing that. Beautiful. Be more empathetic. Just, you know, recognizing that everybody's doing what best they can do with the skills they currently have, and that desire to help other people. And when you're coming from that place, it really does make a difference to what you're doing. And take more action. It ultimately, and you're going to hear this a lot from me, it's taking action that makes the difference. We can all learn. I'm sure you've all done things where you've learned skills, but you haven't taken the action on it. And that's why I love working on this particular program, because I work with people to take that action and achieve those results. To be more relevant in business, these are a few things. These are really good notes here too. To spend time where your buyers spend time is such an important factor. Learn where they are. Visit trade shows if that's relevant for your business, to visit trade shows and talk to the people at trade shows. Become a great communicator. That makes a lot of difference. If you can communicate well and know how to communicate well without and not from a, you know, an icky, pushy sales place, but just be able to communicate well and listen to people. It's such an important factor. Join your buyers according to their way of connecting. So how are they connecting and how are they reaching out in the world, and be in that space. Engage with clients, engage with prospects, you know, really find out and learn about people and find out how you can help them and how you can solve their problems. If you are doing things where you have got content and knowledge, then make sure that you share that so that you are shown as the expert. Stay very social, don't waste your time on social that your clients and prospects aren't on, but where you will find them, then make sure you stay social with that. Invest in your development and remain updated. If you don't do that, and I listened to somebody speaking today and talking about that, you know, if you don't, then you're dying, but it sort of is, because everyone else can move ahead of you if you don't keep up to, you know, with what's necessary for you to update your skills. Specialize in your niche and figure out who your clients are. That's one of the things I love helping people do, is figure out, it may not be as specific as, you know, a type of industry, but it might be a type of person. Have knowledge of the industry that you're working in and any trends. So you need to go and listen to speakers and listen to training like we're doing tonight, and be very adaptable. Don't be too focused. We've had to be adaptable, especially over the last couple of years. And you may find that there's some cross-industry alliance that will work for you. And it's important to be present and to be relevant and to add value, by George Keller. That's such an important thing, is to add value to what you are doing. And I know when a lot of people come on these type of webinars, you know, there's an expectation that people are going to be offering things at the end, which I told you right at the beginning, I will definitely be doing if you like what you've heard. But I also am offering a lot of content that I want you to take away and take action on. So what's one thing that you can do tomorrow to be relevant? If you want to pop that in there too, I'd really appreciate, and I'd love to hear and learn what you are doing. So being authentic, so strategies to develop authenticity. You wouldn't think you'd sort of have to do that, but we sometimes do. And we forget to, we're so focused sometimes on our weaknesses, the things that we can't do, that we forget to focus and embrace our strengths. And such an important factor. I know one of the things that I can do, but I really don't like it doing very much, is my accounting. So I just get, you know, I have a bookkeeper that does that, or a lot of data entry. I have a VA that does that. And the things that take up my time, whereas, you know, I'm much better talking to people. Excellent, Christine. Thank you. Sticking to the focus of the radio interview. I like it. All right. Explore what you value most. That's, again, coming back to those values. It's so important to be working towards them. Develop courage to face your fears. I don't believe in a thing called a comfort zone. My term for a comfort zone is a confinement of anxiety, because what people may feel is comfortable in that space, it's really a space that's holding you in from stepping out and achieving the results that you want through fear. If you're thinking of it as a confinement and anxiety, then it may help you make those steps out rather than thinking of it as your comfort zone. Be impeccable with your word. And that's not just the word you're saying to other people. It's the words that you say to yourself. Don't take anything personally. That is a hard one to do, but it's so worthwhile. You know, what's coming from somebody else is from their perspective, and it's where they're sitting in that moment in the world. That, you know, they might just have a lot of things that things aren't going well for them, and they're maybe just finding somebody to lay it on. Except that you can't please everyone. That's one of my hardest, because that's what I like to do, is to like to help and please everybody. And I found that you can't always do that. And it's a great space, because it gives you that sense of yourself when you can't always do the best you can do. So that sense of excellence, again, not perfection. Be open to continued learning. I've talked about that, and I'll continue to talk about that, because it is so important to do that, is to continue to expand your experience of the world. And we do that by learning. I practice mindfulness, so just being very present and in the moment. The present is, you know, the present, the gift. And if we remain in the present, we have peace. If we're worrying about the future, that gives us a lot of anxiety, whereas if we are in the present, we can be at peace. And learn to define your boundaries. And sometimes that's a little bit pushed. And I know this time of year, it can be pushed even more so. But finding those boundaries and defining them is a great place to be. The quote here from Carl Jung is, the privilege of a lifetime is become who you truly are. And I think, and I was working with a group of clients the other day, and we were actually working through the program that's just gone from September to December. And we're talking about that, with maturity, it comes that more acceptance, doesn't it? Anyone that's on that is feeling that they've come to that, or getting to that acceptance, or found that just as you get more mature, that you can accept things a little bit more, but just to be who you are, and recognizing you can't please everyone all the time. So what's one thing that you can do tomorrow to be authentic, or be more authentic, out of those lists? And that's a pretty extensive list of things that you might have resonated with you. So if you can leave that on, keep to my word. Thank you, Desiree. I'm looking to take photos for content. I tend to leave it because I overthink it. Tomorrow I'll do it. Wonderful. Thank you, Desiree. All of it resonated with me. Beautiful. You're in the right spot there. All right. The fourth one here is to be noticed. And I want you to look at the names of these people: Alfred Russel Wallace, Lewis Latimer, Philo Farnsworth, and Niels Bohr. Do you know any of those people at all? I'll give you a moment while I have a drink of water. Anyone knows who they are? Let me tell you, Philo Farnsworth, he worked on inventing the TV, hence why there's a picture of TV on this page. We tend to recognize Logie Baird as the inventor of the TV or the television, but it wasn't. It was Philo Farnsworth. He just really wasn't good at promoting himself. Nils Bohlen is the person that keeps us safe in our cars with our seatbelts. Both of those gentlemen had a lot of other inventions, but we never hear about them because they weren't great at promoting themselves, being seen as the brand. I've got a couple others here. Let's have a look at these ones. So there's Alfred Wallace. You don't know him, but you might know this gentleman, Charles Darwin. Now, Alfred Wallace actually wrote an article, and he was writing a book on the theory of natural selection and evolution. Darwin got wind of it, and he was a good speaker, and he wrote the book more quickly. He went around and spoke about it to all of the right scientific groups. So we do have Darwinism today, not Wallaceism. Makes a difference when you can get be heard and get your voice out there. This gentleman here, Lewis Latimer. But we have heard of Thomas Edison, haven't we? We talk about, and you may or may not have heard this before, but often when people are talking about how you need to continue to try something over and over and over again, they talk about the thousand times that Edison took to invent the light bulb. But Lewis Latimer had a better filament. And it worked for hours. Again, one against him was his heritage. He was an African-American, but also he didn't have the contacts. He didn't know where to go and get his information out there. He didn't know how to stand out. And instead, we don't know him. He actually invented quite a lot of other items as well. They're worthwhile looking up what he did. But this is what I'm talking about, is how you can get your brand out, how you can be noticed. Because otherwise we don't want to, you know, get to an end of our career and just really think, well, that didn't go that well, did it? You know, I didn't get the chance to share what I've got to offer with the world. And that's what I want to help people do and be able to speak about what they do. But how can you get noticed? There's a lot on this page, a lot of notes. Know the basics of marketing. That's such an important factor. What works, what doesn't work, and how to program it and how to have a system of marketing. Go where your market is. And talk about that a little bit when you're talking about social media, whether it is on social media or not. Now, I was working with a group of different small business owners the other day, and not one of them is on any social media. They do not have time. Now, that was an interesting learning for me. Spend time on the right social media. If they are on social media, don't waste your time doing, you know, TikTok things for 18-year-olds if all of your clients are 50-plus women, because they're not going to be there. Set up your social media to your best advantage. So have it set up so it's either automated or scheduled, and you've got different things coming out on a regular basis. If you know how to get all this organized, you'll save a ton of time and it'll feel like that you're there. I know I took a month or nearly 2 months holiday this year. I've got the same thing planned for next year. And people going, I thought you're on holidays. I thought you're away. And all the stuff I had coming up was scheduled. And so my business kept rolling on while I wasn't even anywhere in range. I was out of range all the time. If networking is your way of connecting, then definitely get out there, find the right places to network. Create content however you want to share that. So I share my content through a blog. You can go to my website and receive the weekly blog, a bit of training information. It's a short blog, easy to read with a few dot points, but it'll be things you can apply all the time. I've got a podcast, We Are Women podcast. If you're looking for information, I interview some amazing women from around the world. Email marketing, so that's emailing direct to your database. It is, you know, your income is determined on the size of your database. Collaborate with others is a great way, not have to be doing it all yourself. Seek some media attention if you've got an interesting story. Seek some media attention. Encourage reviews. And that's something that I always ask for, if, no matter what. If you're coming on here and, you know, just seeing this is enough, then I will ask, you know, if you go to and give me a five-star review, it'd be greatly appreciated. Ask for referrals is another great way to secure business and get noticed. Optimize your SEO. It takes a little bit of learning, especially if you're not great at tech stuff and knowing how to do that. But there's a lot of experts out there who can help you. And business cards, banners, posters, depending on where you're going and what you need. People say business cards aren't relevant. I watched a Speed Networking a couple of months ago where people didn't have business cards and they definitely weren't remembered from anyone in the group. And I listened to someone also the other day. See, I'm always doing training myself, always. And you never know what little bit you learn. And from this person, I learned that business card is recognized as the first gift you give somebody. I thought that's a really nice way of putting it. And take professional photos, because you can use that right across your media and basically be everywhere. But you can't be everywhere if you don't have the right message and you don't know what to say. You don't know what people are going to buy from you. You need to get all that very, very clear so that when you get into your marketing, you can really get noticed and people will pay attention to you. So from that, timing, perseverance, and 10 years of trying will eventually make you look like an overnight success. I want you to take that on board. There's very few overnight successes. Most people have been doing what they've been doing for a while. And when they learn how to be really seen as that expert and to stand out, that's when it makes all the difference. Because a lot of people, and this is, you know, a lot of the people I've been working with over the years are plodding along and really not getting any traction. And they're doing the same things or they're doing what everyone else is doing and really not doing what's best for them. And we start working with them and it just is amazing. The results are quite different. So what can you do that to be noticed? There's something different that you haven't been doing that you can do tomorrow to be noticed. Please share that with me. I really love hearing what your thoughts are, because it does help me then know what's best for the people that I work with. So what can you do to get noticed? All right, let's look at this. Be determined. This is sort of my favorite. I love structure and organization and helping put systems in place, because I know that's not what people are necessarily the best at. So how can you be really determined? Have I got any comments about being noticed? What are you going to do to be noticed? Pop in there, because it really does help me to know what everyone else is doing. Yeah, take professional photos. That's such an important factor. Desiree? How to be goal orientated? Start planning. There's a quote which comes to mind straight away. We normally when I start talking about planning, but it has disappeared right now. If you don't have a plan, you don't know where you're going. It's as simple as that. I run a half-day workshop a couple of times a year, usually one's in January and one's towards the end of the year as well. And it's a planning workshop talking about your vision, what's your vision for your business and your mission statement. Because once you've got that really clear, then you know exactly what you're going. If you haven't got your vision and mission statement done, then it's a bit hard to plan, because you haven't got that exact focus. And knowing how to write that, it does really make a difference to having clarity and being able to stay focused. Important part. Share your stories, humor, and be real. Love it. Get organized. If you have got a mess in your office, then get it organized. Use this, a bit of holiday time coming up, maybe to get the things done that you can think, I've got to do that, clean that out or whatever, and get organized so that when you start something fresh, you are able to focus on that and not have clutter, because a cluttered desk actually makes a cluttered mind as well. Believe you can achieve. This, I working, you know, be able to say, I am committed to. And that is a really strong statement. And it's not just a wish or a goal, but it becomes a promise then, a promise to yourself. Have a plan or plan to fail. Thank you, Jay. That was good. I love it. It's such simple, and I knew it. Understand your strengths and weaknesses. We've sort of talked about that a little bit, but figuring out what you're good at, focusing on it, knowing what you're not great at either, and you know, maybe passing that off, learning to delegate that to someone else. Make decisions. And as I said before, if you don't make a decision, it's a decision not to make a decision. So if you're thinking, oh, I'm not good at making decisions, so you don't, you are actually making a decision. Set priorities, figuring out, we talked about that, your values, set those priorities to figure out from your value system what's the most important things to you and what you want to achieve and how you're going to get there. Manage your time. We work on, as I mentioned, a 90-day plan. It breaks down your longer-term goals, so it becomes a plan which is broken down monthly then weekly, and you know what you're going to get done each week by the end of the 3 months. We've been working on that with my mastermind group now for the last year, and the results of people have been outstanding, and they just didn't think they could get the goals, but it's because they broke it down into these 90-day plans and knowing how to do that well. And just figure out how you're going. And sometimes if you just keep hitting a wall and keep hitting a wall and keep hitting a wall, it might not be the right way for you to be going. But knowing how to analyze that and either continue on or not. And take action. A goal is just a dream if it's not written down. And if it's written down, then you've got something that you can actually take action on. But if it's in your mind, it's not really a goal. There's a Harvard study done in the 80s about the success of writing goals down and not writing down, and a phenomenal results if you write your goal down. And what I love, I teach people how to write to a formula, and I think we're going on to that now. Oh, we'll go on to that in a minute. We are looking at regularly review your goals and progress to see how you're going. Continue to set and write new goals. They must be written down. They can't just be in your head. They're just a wish then. Keep the momentum up. And this is this time of year. The statistics do it by the inch and it's a cinch. Thanks, Joe. I love that. The statistics are for the people now that start to wind down and don't pick up their businesses again, you know, until the end of January, and that momentum. So it's not just what they lose in income through December and January, but it's the momentum. It's a $40,000 loss. It's different, you know, if you got taking holidays, I'm a big one for taking holidays and doing what you need to do. But if you're just winding, you know, that momentum's missing, then maybe this is a great time to keep it going. And not get caught out that you've really got to start everything again in February. And find somebody who can take you to that next level. And I've done that my entire career. So I've had one level of coach where, you know, I've paid a couple of $1,000s and it's been one type of training right up to paying $50,000 and $100,000 to top level coaches. It progresses through the time in your business. So, you know, be prepared to invest in that. Surround yourself with positive people. Sometimes you just have to, we talked about setting boundaries and just being around the people that are going to support you. Use exercise as one of your daily goals. Just move the body somehow, whatever that works for you. And find great mentors, the people that can assist you. I know I volunteer in a government program as a mentoring for growth program, and it's been a learning for me as well. So it's always a learning for your mentor. So don't be afraid to ask for somebody to mentor you. All right, this is what I was talking about, the create goals. Rather than SMART goals, which you may have heard of or worked to before, I use create goals. It's a little bit different. You'll see why in a minute. C is for clear and concise, and we really need to be very, very specific about what you want to achieve with that goal, and very detailed. The second part is realistic. If you have never done any rock climbing or mountain climbing before, to say that you're going to, you know, climb up Mount Kilimanjaro might need a little bit of training before you did that. It would might not be that realistic within a week, but it might be realistic within a year. Is the goal that you're writing ecological? Meaning, is it good for you? Is it good for the environment? Is it good for the people around you? If you're going to say, well, I'm going to, have $500,000 in revenue in my business in the next 12 months, you've only been doing, say, $30,000 in revenue up till now, meaning that if you did the $500,000, you'd be working 20 hours a day. Is that ecological? Is it good for everybody? Probably not. So making sure that your goal is ecological. Write it as it is now. When I teach people, when we go through this, we actually put the goal in our future timelines on a particular date. It is now 31st of December 2023, and I have, and writing your goals like that. Towards what you want, not don't want to lose weight, I want to weigh a certain weight. And what evidence, this is such an important factor when you're writing goals. What evidence do you have that you've achieved your goal? I know when I did my travel, every single year I would put my screensaver. My screensaver, and this is something I teach people to do too, my screensaver is my vision board. But what I had done in the past when I was a GM of sales I just had it, the reason I was there working, again, working from values, my screensaver was the next holiday that I was going on. Once I booked the holiday, I'd change the picture of the place. Some people, that was enough evidence for me. Some people might need to be getting on the plane. So whatever evidence it is for you, so making sure that you are writing your goals very clearly. Has anyone written with Create Goals before? I know Jesse has. I think we've done some work there. But how can you create goals? And once you do that, you'll be amazed at what you can create. No. Thank you, Desiree. Yeah, different way of doing it, hey? The best investment you can make is an investment in yourself. And the more you learn, the more you earn. And that is by somebody that has known how to earn a lot of money. And something that I've worked through and attested all my working career is just a continual investment in myself. And it's certainly paid off. So what's one thing that you can do tomorrow to be more determined? Out of all of those things that we looked at, excited to try it out. Excellent. So that's one thing. So, yeah, pop in there what you can do to be more determined. Now let's recap what we've covered. It is, we've looked at how to be bold and how to be relevant, how to be more authentic and just be able to set boundaries for yourself. Nightly inventory of self. And yeah, that's great, Jay, and recognizing the achievements through the day. And the fifth one is how to be determined. Oh, cool. That's our five focus. I've been talking about the program. I said I would promise to put this in there. And remember, if you've got any questions, I will take questions at the end because I would love to know what you've been thinking or anything that has jumped out at you. So this is the program I've been talking about. It is a 12-week personal branding coaching program. And what it is six fortnightly group coaching sessions. What I found is this particular, I've had this running as an online program for a few years. And what I found is not everyone works through it. And that's okay because I got paid for it, not an issue, but it really made a difference to me because I want people to get the results. So I figured I'd change it up and we'll work through the program together. And that way you are, one, being held accountable. Who likes being held accountable? That you get things done. Two, you get clarity on all of the steps as we work through each step of these programs. And it means that you get the results from it. You're just not left to it. I'm sure that if you're like me, you've invested in online training programs and never finished it. This will not happen with this. You will work with me and I'll guarantee you'll get the results. So we're going to talk about how you can accelerate your potential, identify and express your why and how. So this is where we get really clear. Speak up and step out is where I teach you a whole lot of speaking techniques, how to communicate well, how to inspire to buy, how to have those sales conversations that you feel uncomfortable with, and then how you can design exactly what you want to achieve and what direction you want to take yourself or your business. This is a thing that if I tried to explain all of this right now, we'd be here a while. It is the steps in the program of exactly what you're going to learn throughout the program. So the first part is about how to achieve that level of confidence and belief in yourself. It's the second part that'd be relevant. We want to talk about how do I really clearly identify what you do, how you do, and how you do it, and how you help other people. Being able to speak with authority, being able to be an engaging and inspiring speaker is probably one of the best skills that you can learn. Focusing on rapport building techniques that means that you can connect with people so that they will like you and trust you. And then what steps can we take to design your destiny? So that's the program that was online, but it's now we work together and work through those steps. So the 12-week program, this is what you get. You get 6 fortnightly personalized group coaching sessions. Now, you would have noticed, if you're paying attention, there were 5 modules. There's a 6th session where we pull it all together because there's so much content. I found when I ran the first course is that so much content that everyone said, can we just do another coaching session? Yeah, sure. So there's 6 fortnightly coaching sessions over the 12 weeks. A fortnight's great timing because it gives you time to work through them and then come back and we work through it together in the coaching. There's a playbook and there's planning templates, which helps you all along the way because it just makes it a lot easier. What you also get is a one-day sales and pitching masterclass. So we've got people from different places in Australia on, and you can join us online or you can travel to Southeast Queensland and we can spend a day together. And we will do it for the people that are local, it'll be in person. It's a one-day sales training. That in itself is valued at over $700, just that one-day class, and people come along to that who just pay for that. And you also get 3 months subscription into the We Are Success mentoring program, something a little bit different. So when you finish the 12 weeks, I don't want to burden you during the 12 weeks with anything else. You get this as a bonus afterwards. Now you get to work through, receive weekly training videos. It's just a little bit of an extra thing. I will help you set up your professional LinkedIn profile. That's something that I find that in business, once you've got your LinkedIn profile set up well, it doesn't matter what other social media you've got. The LinkedIn profile is the one that does help you get clarity the most. And if you're in business, you've got to have a LinkedIn profile. It's your most important social media profile. So again, that's all of that together, adding all that up, is it's $5,900 in value in training. Okay. All right. So that's the basic part of the program. You go onto my website, you'll find that anywhere. So again, the 12-week program is talking about developing your story and being able to pull that story out, even if you think, I don't have a story. Yes, you do. We'll find it and you'll be able to speak about it. Talking about how you can get better, you can attract clients because you're seen as that expert. The speaking training and sales training to be able to communicate your message as professionally. And some people do. Again, you stand up and notice you'll be able to get speaking gigs in front of different business groups. I want people to set goals and include some balance in their lives and how to do that so we just don't have this busyness all the time, and explain why people would want to buy from you. And importantly, so you can feel awesome doing all of that. The people that have just worked through the most recent program, the results and the responses and the reviews that are coming in are phenomenal as to, and it's just that level of belief in themselves and clarity that they're talking about the most. There's a few other people that have worked with me over time. So a lot of different industries, male, females. It's just really like seeing people get the results that they want to get. Okay, if you're looking to look at that, then I've got some other bonuses because you're online. You don't get all these bonuses if you're not online. People who haven't turned up tonight won't be as lucky, but you guys are here. So you get the 12-week programs. So bonus number one is a half-day goal setting and planning workshop. So I could give you the workshop information about planning and goal setting. But what I want to do is to be able to help you through your vision statement, your mission statement, how you're going to set those goals, and then we'll work through an actual exercise that sets the goals in that space where they are achievable and they are achieved. The second bonus is a professional speaking masterclass. One day you get to work with me. It is definitely masterclass, very much hands-on, where you will be doing a lot of speaking practice. Again, you can Zoom in to do that online if you're not based in Southeast Queensland, or we turn up and do that in person. And you get a hard copy of either Being Unstoppable or Good Girls Do Sell, whichever one you prefer. So if we looked at all those things, the personalized coaching program, I can't put enough value on those personalized coaching sessions, workbook templates, the sales master class, 3-month subscription, the professional LinkedIn profile setup, goal setting planning workshop, 1-day professional speaking masterclass, and the book. All of that is valued at $6,800. So the whole thing together, and you know that you're not going to pay that much because you're on the webinar. And you know, this is how we work these things. We just give a lot of value away because there's people here. You can build your personal brand authority another way. I guarantee it. I have taken 20 years to do that, exactly that. And what sped me up is working with some of the best experts around to do exactly that. So rather than muddling through, you don't have to do it. You're going to have a step-by-step process to do it. Or you can pay a lot more money to do it, and as I have over the years, and things that I'm going to be able to share with you. I don't believe there's any comparison in the price that I'm going to offer you. And why am I doing it at this? And I mentioned a couple of times, it's just, you know, I have the opportunity to be able to do this now in this stage of my career. But again, I like those fresh testimonials. I like seeing people succeed and being able to, more people that succeed and share that about me, that, you know, definitely the more that it supports me and helps my business. Now that's why I make the offers. Yes, Jay, I am familiar with John D. Martini. All right, so this is the offer. You saw that it's worth $6,800 in it, the whole program is for you is $1,597 plus GST, or you can make three payments. So there's a couple of ways, and I'm just going to hold on a minute. Don't go too far with what you're doing. I'm going to put that link in the chat because I've got another way that you might be able to do something. Where are we? Copy that. Well, that's not going in there for some reason. All right, so you can go to my website and you can look up for the program and you can buy into it that way. But I've got something that is going to be better, and hopefully that link will work. If not, it's a short link. You have a 30-day risk-free trial. I have offered a risk-free trial with all of my programs over the last 7 years, and I haven't had anybody that's felt the need to take it up, but I'm really happy to offer that anyway because I know the results are amazing. But I've got a mega bonus. And the mega bonus is it's another 1-day masterclass, which you can Zoom into or you can be here in person. And it's step by step, and we create your presentation workshop. Now, this is not, again, it's normally about $700 to come along and spend the day with me to do that. But we create your presentation. These are very small group workshops. So I work on about 4 people maximum in these workshops because you want to walk away with your whole presentation structured and a presentation where you can be on stage on a webinar and people will take action. And you also get a marketing content planning workshop. So how you can schedule and how you can find enough information to be putting out on social media. I'll teach you how to do all of that. And that's valued at over $1,000. So that total mega bonus. So that's the offer, which is not on the website. It's not for anyone except who is here tonight. Let's have a look at that. So we've got 12-week program. Oh, 5 fortnightly coaching sessions. No, there's 6 because I changed it up for this group. Workbook planning, 1-day sales pitching masterclass, 3 months We Are Success mentoring program. You get the goal setting workshop. You get the 1-day professional speaking masterclass. You get a copy of Being Unstoppable. The bonus, you get the step-by-step create your presentation workshop. And you get the marketing content planning workshop. So all in all, it's valued over $7,800. And I know at the moment everyone's sort of really focused on Christmas and everything that's happening. So there's a couple of ways that you can pay for that. If this is, if you think, okay, I really see the value in it, it's crazy value. And I see this as a great way for me to be able to start, you know, changing up what I do. If you can see that, then definitely this is for you. Then I've given you some options. If you want, because I'm only doing with 10 people, I've already got 4 people in the program. And, you know, I've got a few people on here tonight still, and there's others that are in the process of joining. If you think this is for you and you go, yes, definitely, then you can pay just $110 to claim your spot tonight. And then we can talk about processes. So that URL, that is all you need to put in there. That'll take you straight to where you can click on there on PayPal, and it will for $110 that you can claim that spot. Because I just want whoever, you know, really wants to be able to make that difference to their business next year and their lives next year to be able to take advantage of it. And I don't want to worry about it before Christmas and think about what's coming up. I want you to, you know, be able to have that advantage. So if that's something that you believe will make a difference to you and your business, then jump on that link, claim that spot, and then we can have a conversation about how we want to look at the making the payments to achieve the results that you want to achieve. If we've got any questions at all about that, and as I said, there's only a few spots left, and we can stop the share. And if there's any questions that you've still got about the program. I know normally I don't do that offer for the 110, but I just know it's a time of year. It's easier for us to just go, oh, yeah, that looks great, and then get into it next year and make a difference then. So any questions, Jesse or Desiree, unmute yourselves, or Christine, any questions there? Any comments about what you learned or what you're going to apply? Unmute everyone. Oh, good. Thanks, Jesse. It's good seeing you on there. Jesse has done my sales program, my online sales training program. Any comments, Christine? You're muted.
I was trying to find the chat, but it's quicker to say it in person. Janine, you gave a heap of value. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Yeah, I said right at the beginning there was going to be a lot of value. And you would not believe on that program just how much you walk away with. And that's why, you know, I love doing it, because I just see people have amazing results from it. So yeah, if that's of interest, then definitely jump on that, and it's something we can have a discussion about as well. And the same for you, Desiree. And Jesse's gone, and there was a couple that we've had other private messages to me too that had to leave, so gone from there. No questions, no comments, anything. And yeah, so if that's something that you're interested in, then please, I look forward to working with you. All right, and have an amazing night. And is there anything else that anyone wants to comment? Then we're all good to go. Beautiful. I'm so glad you could join on, Christine and Desiree, and to the others that messaged me as we went along. So beautiful. Thanks for participating too. Good night. If you would like to learn more about how you can amplify your personal brand authority, go to janinevosper.com. I look forward to working with you in the future.